Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, part two of my interview with Ryan Juden. He's the city manager of the city of North Las Vegas. We're talking economic development and the disparities between northern and southern Nevada on an all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this is part two of an interview with Ryan Juden. He's the city manager of the city of North Las Vegas. Thank you for sticking around to do this. So much to discuss. If anybody missed the first part of this discussion, please go to the website, NevadaNewsmakers.com, or to your podcast, audio podcasts, or YouTube, and you can watch the first half, and that will fill you in on all we've talked about so far. But we're talking about economic development and the benefits of tax abatements toward northern Nevada versus southern Nevada, and what's best for the state in terms of those dollars, and potential inequities to the amount of money going to northern Nevada versus southern Nevada in terms of workforce. Do I have that about right in summing that up? All right, so let's talk about that. So let's talk about the challenges, first of all, that you referred to in the previous show for the expansion of businesses like Tesla and other companies that are now flooding into northern Nevada, in a large part because of the cost of doing business in Silicon Valley, the ease of getting to Reno either by plane or by car, and the conglomeration of companies like Apple, Google, Tesla, Switch, the list goes on, who have already located into northern Nevada. So is it not incumbent upon the communities, private enterprise, builders, planners, etc., water authorities, to come up with the means to develop the housing that goes along with that potential workforce? We're already seeing all these major companies going to UNR and saying, what courses can we help you put on to develop the workers we're going to need? They're going into the high schools to develop that. You're seeing HVAC companies going to high schools and saying, hey, you don't have to go to college and spend a gazillion dollars to get a degree. If you're good with your hands and computers, you can come in and be a plumber and make a lot of money and have a good life. So what's wrong with the private sector along with the public sector helping that growth along, because no builder is ever going to develop the 50,000 homes that we need over the next 10 years in Northern Nevada just because you say, oh, we might get a business coming in. It's only going to happen once the business is here.
Yeah, I mean, that's always when it comes to government getting involved in economic development, there's always the chicken and egg. The chicken and egg occurs in many different places along the cycle. It occurs from the very beginning when you're looking at converting land to real estate that's valuable, that has infrastructure that's necessary for enterprise. And then it happens later on. I guess that there is no doubt that everything that you just laid out there is tremendous and wonderful for Nevada. And I guess the question becomes is how do we expand that to make sure that that's happening across the entire state? If you look at the value of what you just talked about in real economic numbers, that's the reason why Reno is almost rebounded to post or pre-pandemic levels when it comes to unemployment. But yet Southern Nevada continues and still almost leads the nation. I believe we still lead the nation when it comes to unemployment. See, that's an example of, I think, where we need to really take a close look as Nevadans, is how do we make sure that same lift is being felt proportionally across the state. And it's the diversification that's necessary in Southern Nevada, which has been the engine for Nevada's economy, is critical. And when you look at Southern Nevada, you can't just, we have some of the most prestigious Fortune 500 companies in the entire country. Yes, they are conglomerate in within one industry, and that becomes a bit of a challenge when you have an economic crisis that impacts that one industry because you lack the diversification. But what those Fortune 500 companies have done in Southern Nevada is they've attracted some of the best lawyers in the country, some of the best accounting firms in the country. They've attracted all those ancillary services that are necessary for a Fortune 500 company to succeed. That's an infrastructure that exists and has existed in Southern Nevada with the airport, with all the things that, once again, back to Richard Florida would talk about as far as what would attract the creative class. When you have the kinds of attractions that you have in Southern Nevada, it would be important for the entire state to look at how you leverage those and how you leverage it proportionally. Because when you look at per person investment by the state of Nevada, if you look at residents in Southern Nevada, it's about $270 per person investment is what the investment, if you take that proportionally to people. But yet when you look at Northern Nevada, in particular Story County, it's $297,000 per person has been the investment that the state has made on economic development there. And that's the challenge, is how does Nevada look to create the same kind of opportunities? What you talked about when you talked about Tesla's investment in education in Northern Nevada, that's what starts to create a snowball that helps us attract whenever we're building a school skilled workforce that can be something that can be used within the specific industry that's been created, as well as other industries around it. That's what we need to look at, how we can do that proportionally and fairly and equitably across the entire state.
All right, so you know, what it comes down to, I believe, is the private investment, because that started in 1998 on a piece of land that's two-thirds of Story County that had sat there in various versions for decades. And Roger Norman invested $100 million beyond the money he paid for the land in infrastructure, in roads, in sewer, in power, in fiber, so that when a business would show up there, that everything was already in place. And then working with Story County, which I know that you have done a great job of adopting a lot of the things that Story County had put into the plan to make things more efficient in North Las Vegas, and you are to be applauded for that. But it was that initial $100 million investment from the private sector that got the ball rolling. And when the Walmart distribution plant went in to the TRI, it wasn't the state that put in the four-leaf clover interchange on I-80. It was Roger Norman that invested all those dollars to NDOT standards. He built all the roads to NDOT standards because he knew that if his dream were to come true, that eventually the state would be forced to come in and take over these things and to expand the economic development. So you know, I think that that's the thing when I look, you know, from, you know, all these miles to the north, but look at, you know, economic development in Southern Nevada, it comes back to the same thing to me, which is that you need a Roger Norman, somebody who is prepared to come down and talk to those multiple owners at Apex and say, okay, guys, you know, what's it going to take in terms of investment? How much can I put in, we can put in, to be able to develop this area so that you're not faced with that burden of $15 million to figure out if you can just get the ball rolling? And so therefore, you know, where does that investment come from? Is it a Howard Hughes Corporation that already, you know, exists in Southern Nevada and has done incredible things? There are other, you know, great builders that have done things in Southern Nevada. Or is it the other pipeline that people don't talk about, which is, you know, Michael Milken and his investment groups that have funneled a ton of money into Northern Nevada beyond TRI to build these projects. You know, people who may not be familiar with Reno, but may not be aware of Ranch Hera, the former Bill Hera estate that is being developed by Chip Bobley's company, Reno Land Company. The complete redoing of Park Lane Mall, which is another huge area. Downtown Sparks, out at TRI, other projects. There is a funnel of money coming from Southern California into Northern Nevada that is boosting this. And so I think that, you know, if there's an effort to be made, and I don't know that it's government's responsibility to do it, but private enterprise's responsibility to go out and seek people who are willing to invest in what should be an incredible project, because the need is there, obviously, to diversify. But it's going to take money, and that money, I think, should come from the private sector. And at the point where it picks up to where the state should invest money beyond that, right on.
So I don't disagree with you. I've met Mr. Norman. He's a visionary. There's no doubt what he's done has been tremendous for not just Northern Nevada, but for the entire state of Nevada. But despite his best efforts at investing, despite all the smart things that he did, what got it over the hump, or what made the deal possible, was hundreds of millions in tax dollars. That's what made it possible in Northern Nevada. And I would take, I don't want to say issue, but if you look at Southern Nevada, which has been the driving force, I believe over 80% of state revenues come from Southern Nevada. We've been the driving force of the economy of Nevada for decades. And that was done without hundreds of millions of dollars in state investment. So I would argue that has been done in Southern Nevada, that the Steve Wynns, the Kevorkians, the different people on the strip have shown that private sector, minus hundreds of millions of dollars that came from a special session in 2014, can be and create a tremendous economic engine. So we did it in Southern Nevada. We did it without any substantial help from Carson City. What I'm saying is that when government starts to play a role in providing something that gets private sector over the hump, which is what's happened when it comes to Trick Industrial Park, that it's something that it's important that we do it across the state in an equitable way. And it's important that we make sure that we're looking very thoughtful, which I believe was done in 2011 by Governor Sandoval and the administration, and putting together an economic development plan, but then not abandoning it as soon as another shiny object enters the room. We've got to take a plan and execute a plan, which would say that you're weighing all the options, you're taking out where you grew up, where you went to school. I think it's particularly challenging for a governor, whether they come from Southern Nevada or whether they come from Northern Nevada, to truly understand the differences that we have in the state. There's nothing wrong with it. The fact that we're separated by 450 miles or 500 miles, whatever it is, there's nothing wrong with the fact that there's differences. What is wrong is when there's a failure to appreciate the differences, and when there's a failure to make decisions that are best for the entire state instead of just a region that we're more comfortable with or that we understand better than maybe a different region.
All right. Okay, so let's take a break there. We'll come back and we'll pick up right where you left off, all right? And we'll be back with Ryan Juden after this timeout.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue a great discussion. This is part two of our discussion with Ryan Juden. He's the city manager of the city of North Las Vegas. We're talking about economic development and the fairness between what's happened in Northern Nevada as far as state government funding has gone and abatements versus what's happened in Southern Nevada. So one thing I want to address, and we don't have to make a big deal about this, but aren't abatements a fairly recent thing where you've had these giant corporations like the Amazons and the Teslas who are bringing these huge multi-billion dollar projects to states and offering up this huge competition? And so whether it's going to be located in Northern or Southern Nevada, for Nevada to have a chance at this, we have to offer abatements. But this is not something that's been going on for 50 years.
So place-based investments are fairly new. I mean, they have existed, right? Railroad companies were able to expand westward based on different abatements they received from the state in the form of easements and things like that. But as far as place-based cash kind of based investments, those are fairly new. What's not new, though, is investment in people. States that have done well in economic development are states that have done well in investing in people. They've invested in education, K through 12. They've invested in higher education. They've invested in healthcare. So there are things that certain states have done better when it comes to the people-based investment. And I think that's one of the great things that we're going to see that's going to happen in Northern Nevada, that's happened in Southern Nevada. I'm a transplant. I'm from Southeast Missouri. I grew up on a farm in Southeast Missouri in a farming community. And most of the people that I associate with in Southern Nevada, other than my wife, my children are fifth generation Nevadans. But most of us are transplants. And I think that's brought tremendous value to our community. And I think that what Reno has done, because the fact that they've had the vision, they've grown, they've gone and seized the day, that they're going to rely on the migration of a workforce. And that's going to create a new challenges to Reno, challenges that are going to be difficult for some of the people that are residents there. When I get on a flight, an airplane, and I leave Reno, they tell me they're from Nevada. And sometimes they'll say they're fourth or fifth generation Nevada, and that's important. When you leave a flight out of Las Vegas, they'll tell you they're from Las Vegas. If you're sitting by somebody that's from Las Vegas, there's a different way that they identify. And I believe that as Reno starts to see that inherent change that happens with growth, that it's something that is going to further create the ability for the North and the South to relate to each other. Because you don't have a group of people that are isolated, that have grown up for generations without a lot of infusion from outside. That's changing, and that's great. I think it's great for the state. I think it's great for Northern Nevada. California is one of our best friends. What they continue to do, their businesses and residents, just drives people to both the north and the south of Nevada. As long as we stay open for business, as long as our governor and our legislature continue to create a business-friendly environment and stay ahead of California, then we'll get our fair share of people that come in as they're migrating to Idaho and Utah and Nevada.
Okay, and just one thing before we go to a break here, I just want to address, which is for years, we were told that education, healthcare, were things that were lacking in Nevada. We needed to have more of it, that prostitution was bad, and that we should get rid of it. And the reality was that TRI went past all of that stuff. None of it mattered. It didn't matter what level of UNR was at. It didn't matter about the healthcare situation in Northern Nevada and the lack of doctors. It didn't matter that there was a brothel located just outside of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Walmart, the most conservative company, had no problem building their distribution center there. It was about cheap land. It was about relatively low-cost energy. It wasn't about the things that we have been told. I'm not saying that we shouldn't boost all of those things you mentioned, but that was not the deciding factor in these companies coming here. It was the cost of doing business. Let's take a break. You can respond to that when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to continue our conversation with Ryan Juden. He's the city manager of the city of North Las Vegas. If you're watching this is part two. I really suggest and recommend you go back and watch part one of this, because this is just a terrific interview, giving you a really great perspective. I wanted you to respond to my comments at the end there about what draws businesses to a place like Nevada.
Sure. What I would say is, it's when you outline the different challenges that there are in Northern Nevada, that despite those challenges, economic development came. And I would say, I would just submit that it is amazing what tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer dollars are able to overcome.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, it's difficult to ignore that. And what that represents is that represents an investment by the state of Nevada and enterprise coming to the state. And really that boils down to the entire, I don't want to say argument or position, but what I would submit is that as the state makes investments, and we're going to have to make larger investments than other states to overcome some of the places we haven't been good at historically investing in. That's a fact. And so we should look at, as we make these state-based investments, what makes most sense for the state? What's going to create problems? What's scalable? Where is it scalable? And that's the true, if government's going to get in the business of picking winners and losers and picking and choosing which businesses should come to the state, we should look at always maximizing the ROI. The same thing we would do in the private sector. Sometimes we don't do very well in the public sector, which is you maximize ROI. You have to kind of take out all the other geographical considerations and political considerations, and you have to look at ROI. And I don't believe that we do a good job of that. I don't believe that we look very often when enterprise is coming, which, by the way, is attracted by the dollars more so than the geography of where they're going to locate. That's the reality. That's what made the difference of them coming to Nevada versus another state, is what it meant for their shareholders at the end of the day. And when we do that, we should look and we should make a calculation based on ROI for the entire state, and be wide-eyed when it comes to the challenges that enterprise brings to the state. But I think that we have tremendous growth in the state of Nevada, and we just need to make sure that it's proportional everywhere so we can maximize that ROI whenever we choose to invest taxpayer dollars.
Well, and I wouldn't disagree with what you're saying there. I just think that that maximization for the entire state happens over a long period of time. It's not necessarily going to happen, you know, every year. And I think just in closing here, that sadly, with what's going on in Las Vegas, that Ivanpah, that I have looked at for years as an incredible economic growth factor for Southern Nevada, is delayed again. You know, Marilyn Kirkpatrick was talking about potentially that opening up within 10 years. Now it looks like we're back to 25, 30 years down the road before that airport is needed. But the ability to develop between there and Las Vegas is stunning. Hey, this has been so great to have this conversation. I've got 1,000 more things we could bring up, but I've already taken up your time for two shows. And I thank you for doing that. Please come back again soon and let's talk more.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And please say hi to John Lee for me. You have a great mayor.
Yes, sir. I will.
All right. And that's Ryan Juden. He's the city manager of North Las Vegas. And we appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian. And at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.